The Dow ahead 34 points. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy this nice little break in between storm systems. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow looks like a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Thursday night, we start to see the approach of this next storm system, which will be a big deal, especially on Friday. A soaker, rain and thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall amounts, a few stronger storms, not out of the question, with a high in the mid-70s on Friday, and more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. We can't say thank you enough to every one of you who have made Capital Tractor one of the largest Kubota dealers in the U.S. It's because of you. We're honored, we're humbled, we're grateful. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hurrah!
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could...
I could concentrate for hours my presidential powers to compensate Ukraine. For squashing my indictment, just imagine my excitement if I only had a brain. My son who's crack addicted, and I should be convicted for crimes we can't explain. To avoid repercussions, I could pin it on the Russians if I only had a brain. Oh, I with the rise, inflation's on the weaponize the FBI, and then I'd quit and run and hide. We stole the last election, there was no insurrection, the left has gone insane. I'd concede I'm a loser and Pelosi is a boozer if I only had a brain. I would not be just a pedo, an old perverted weirdo, a legacy of shame. Taking showers with my daughter, a molester on the water, if I only had a brain.
Where else could you use improvement? The answer to that coming up. We're going to play a couple of tunes.
I cannot afford the price of chicken wings or thighs. Beef or stew or tenderloins or pork. Getting expensive to eat turkey and cows and to be a carnivore. I really love eating meat. Chops and ribs and chicken and beef. The prices are high.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333.
800-462-3333. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the mirror as I walk past, reflection of my flat ass has got me in a rut. Should I get this booty working, I might even start a twerking if I only had a butt. Oh, I could say goodbye to the pants sliding down my back, and the backside that I seem to lack would not show off my plumber's crack. Yes, my tush would be so cute with some buns beside my chute. It would compliment my strut. I could bring some major swagger and offset my frontal dagger if I only had a butt.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. Just like 93.1 FM, WACV. Oh, that's right. Super Tuesday is over already. So I don't know what the hell we're going to fill 3 hours with. I got some ideas, though. Trust me. Rosie Brock, right?
Shot and Shot.
And here they are.
Jeb, I know yesterday sucked the life out of us, and it really did, but we could use a boost.
Please clap.
So I'm sure some of you were... In fact, it was part of the frustration last night in trying to find out how Jacqueline was doing in the race for that judicial opening. There was no information on it anywhere. Nobody had it listed. I'm checking one website after another, and I couldn't find out squat. I had one poll worker in Millburg tell me that she made the cut there in that particular precinct, but unlike the bigger races, they're all important, but, you know, Congress, stuff like you can get that, but... And then to find out that she didn't make the runoff was very disheartening on a lot of levels. Not just because she's a fantastic friend, above and beyond the definition of friend. Not only to me personally, to my family, to this show, to this radio station. But she was the most qualified person on that ballot for that gig, period. Hands down, experientially, no, it's not even close. And it makes you wonder, what does it take to get elected if you are a person of strong ideals and moral character? Apparently, it's a lot more than campaign ads and signage. And I can't quite put my finger on that. But I must tell you that if you were listening to the morning show with me and Rich and Jay, she called in and she was great. She was great. And I hope that she will join us this afternoon at some point. But I got to think her first priority, A, she's back at work at Duncan Tomlinson, of course. She never stopped working at Duncan Tomlinson. But she's probably going to need some rest, I would think, because she just worked tirelessly on that campaign. So was I disappointed? Yeah, I was. Maybe I'm just too close to the situation, but I stand by what I said. Most qualified candidate did not win. So good luck with that, District 5. Speaking of Duncan Tomlinson, I may as well mentioned that, as I said, she never did stop working during the campaign. Dana Delk, she had great support from her partners and employees in the firm, and they remain your best option if you're hit with a family crisis of some type, whether it's a divorce or somebody coming back from the past that happens to ambush you with an attempted change in financial support or child support or visitation. All of these things can strike you in the core. Bypass the heart, bypass the soul, and get you right here. And when that happens, we become emotional. We don't always make the smartest decisions. The one smart decision you can make when there's a family law crisis is to call 819-4810 and reach out to Duncan Tomlinson and turn it over. I mean, that's the key to succeeding in life in any venue. Ask for help. But make sure you're asking for help with the right people. You can look at their website, thealabamafamilylawyers.com, and see that they cover all aspects of family law above and beyond divorce, adoption, child services, so forth, blended families. They do it all, and they can serve you just about anywhere here in central Alabama. And if you need a consultation on something, 819-4810. Perhaps you know somebody who's going through a crisis. By all means, recommend Delk and Tomlinson to them at 819-4810, and you can browse that menu at thealabamafamilylawyers.com. So, yeah, I think we all know we were wound up in knots here yesterday. So, I don't know about you, Rose. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
To be honest. We're going to the Bomb Hours tonight, though. We have a celebration there for Gary and Joni. They met at our Wednesday night Bomb Hours gatherings. And fell in love and they're getting married. I think that's so cool. And Sally has a birthday in our group too, so come up and have a cupcake and celebrate with us at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. That group starts to gather right around 5 o'clock. So we hope to see you there tonight. And we'll celebrate something. And I think maybe next week we can do something to celebrate, because it's a title she'll hold forever, the Butt Paste Queen. And that, of course, is something you can get at any Adams Drugs location. All right, so this was sent to me. I believe somebody named Cooter sent me this. It's a YouTube video from the Babylon Bee. Man in critical condition after hearing slightly different viewpoint.
Must be a liberal.
Yeah, that's very Babylon Bee. So why don't we give this a listen? And any other clips you want to hear, it's not that I'm lazy, but I honestly don't want to work that hard today either. I'm glad I'm here. Glad I'm here. Glad you're listening. But let's try and have some fun.
Okay, people, what are we looking at? Car wreck, head injury, or another one of those mysterious cardiac events? Where's the nurse?
Oh, nurse Kelly, reporting for duty, doc.
You're a man nurse. I mean, that's great. That's great.
Well, actually, they just call us nurse now. Oh, doctor, we believe this man has been exposed to a slightly differing opinion.
I need to know exactly what was said.
Well, he was just minding his own business in the park when one of his friends said, sure, I think abortion is great, but there should be limits.
Limits.
Next thing you know, he was on the ground, foaming at the mouth and completely unresponsive.
Oh, we're losing him. We're losing him.
Get this man to an echo chamber stat.
We can't. We lent them all to Harvard.
Drat.
Dad, I don't know if you can hear me, but I want you to know that healthcare is a human right.
That's a president.
It's helping. Come on, keep going.
Biden is the greatest, most hardworking president of all time. And 81 million actual real people voted for him. Elon Musk is evil.
Jimmy Kimmel is hilarious.
Joe Biden's a real doctor.
CJ Broadway.
The vaccine is safe and effective.
January 6th is worse than 9/11.
Yes, it was.
Harry Potter's a good book series.
Oh, we don't like J.K. Rowling anymore.
Harry Potter's a terrible book series.
Capitalism is the most oppressive economic system on the face of the planet.
Oh, men can be nurses too.
Trump is literally Hitler.
It's working. It's working.
Silence, man nurse. This is the worst I've seen. There's only one thing that can help him. Out! We lost you there. I've never seen someone recover from that level of exposure to slightly different viewpoints.
Thanks, Doc. I feel so lucky to be alive. I'm so stupid. I should have been more careful.
As you recover, I want you to watch MSNBC 3 hours a day, to activate your X account, and scroll Reddit with every meal.
Even, you know, the weird subreddits?
Especially the weird subreddits, champ.
You got it, Doc. I'll be sure to never encounter another one of those opinions again. How'd you become a man nurse?
Oh, I went to, I went to man nurse school.
And the government told you social distancing worked.
Yeah, it did. They lied.
The opposite. The government told you the COVID-19 jab would spare you from getting COVID.
I know so many people who got the jab and still got COVID, I can't count them all anymore. First, it seemed like it was just a rare occurrence. What's the point? I got a polio vaccine when I was a kid. Never had polio. I haven't known anybody that's had it. Because a vaccine is supposed to prevent that from happening. Got vaccinated for whooping cough as a kid. Never got whooping cough. It's coming back, though, across the border with some of these delightful people that are just waltzing into the country. Not only unvetted for any criminal or terrorist activity they may be, you know, participating in, but we don't know if they're healthy. They used to, you know, check that. It's so quaint, so old-fashioned. But they used to do that at Ellis Island.
Yeah.
If you had a temperature, you were stuck there. If you didn't have a sponsor in the country to go to, so you wouldn't become a burden to the rest of the citizens, you didn't get in.
And you had to prove you were financially viable. I mean, you had to have funds. You couldn't just come.
I don't know about that. You had to have a sponsor. You had to have somebody that would prevent you from becoming a burden to society. I don't know if, I don't know about a fee or any ability to show that you could survive on your own, but you just couldn't show up. Right. That's the whole point. Now they're showing up by the millions. How can that possibly work out to our betterment? I don't see how that is. All right, at what's everybody complaining about today? Biden is actually going to do a State of the Union address.
I got to see this.
Well, the other day, I don't know if you caught this, but the other day, he invoked the power of the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
To bitch like a whiny little baby about shrinkflation. Something he has helped cause. Because a roundabout way to bring prices down is to make the product smaller so people don't feel like they're paying an exorbitant amount for the same thing that was much cheaper a year or two or three ago. So now the Cookie Monster has to eat more cookies to make up for shrinkflation. What kind of a mental patient do we have with this? What kind of mental patients does he have around him to think that's a good marketing ploy? It just gets more unbelievable by the minute. We have a call?
Yeah.
We're going to need all the calls we can get today, folks, even if you just want to call up and say hi. As we welcome Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
Chad Biden.
Goodbye, little Nikki. Goodbye, Nikki Haley. Yeah. Chad Trump.
Chad Trump. Very good, yeah.
That's right. I have a brother who lives in Canada, right? So when he immigrated to Canada, he's dual citizen. When he immigrated to Canada almost 25 years ago, they required him to have a job lined up and to have a sponsor and to commit not to accept any government benefits for a period of 3 years. And if he did accept any, then the sponsor would be liable for him. Right. So it was a complicated multi-year process for him to, because his wife, he got married in Canada. Mm. His wife, you know, was a Canadian citizen. I don't know what's going on here. I mean, it's like now apparently you can fly 350,000 people over the border and distribute them among the airports throughout the United States without anybody knowing.
You know, I saw a behind the scenes thing like at O'Hare Airport, which is busy enough with its regular travel, where they have this whole area cordoned off with nothing more than a tarp. And the smell behind that tarp is beyond outrageous.
Well, you know, when I went over to Europe a couple of years ago, right, with COVID, you had to prove you had the vaccine. But that was waived, apparently, for all the people walking across the border. You could come into the country. If Interpol showed you as a terrorist, then we'd know it, right? We'd be able to at least identify you, right? But they don't require a vaccination record or anything. I mean, now if you were coming from Poland to the United States and you were applying for a visa and blah blah blah, you'd have to go through all that normal stuff. So, I mean, the best shortcut, you know, of course, taking your life in your hand is to go to Mexico, swim the Rio Grande, and walk across and say, "I want asylum." You know, but when the president of the United States has an immigration policy that allows non-governmental organizations to literally fly people in from their countries claiming in advance that they're seeking asylum, that's insane. You know, and it just goes to show you, they never are serious about the border. They can sit there and say that they care about it, that they care about it. They don't care about it.
And they keep doing things the way they're doing, Chad. I'm going to want asylum from this country.
Right.
I'll go across the border and come back and demand it.
You know, and then when people call them on it and you get, you know, a young college girl gets killed or a drunk driver illegally hits people or there's another police officer that they got shot and killed, I mean, then it's like, oh, you're a racist.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, no, I'm just telling you that if these people were subjected to the same immigration processes that everybody else is, and they had to follow the actual law, they would not have made it into the country. You wouldn't be allowing criminals from Venezuela, the gangs, Maduro is shipping all of his worst offenders, just like in the Marietta boat lift.
Yes.
When Castro put all the hardened criminals in boats and sent them to Miami.
Right. We talked about that with David Blackman yesterday, Chad, because I was there for that. Yeah, and so, I watched Miami turn from this somewhat large but sort of sleepy city into a hellhole, because all the people coming up from Key West through this process, most of them were rejects.
Good movie. Hey, you'll remember this phrase. There was a good movie made about during that time. Come and say hello to my little friend.
Yeah.
Remember?
Right, when they insulted all the Cuban Americans by making Al Pacino play that role.
I know. You know, he'd never be able to do that now. Make an Italian play a Cuban. Oh, my gosh. Well, one thing would be worse than if you made a Puerto Rican play a Cuban. And then you'd really have a war.
You know, you make a point. I want to elucidate on that. How do you like that word, huh?
I like
elucidate.
Let me elucidate here.
Do you have a license for that? Elucidating?
I have a permit from the buttery one down the hall.
There you go.
One thing I learned in South Florida, and this is where I think the Democrats are making a huge mistake, because they try to lump South Americans, Cubans, Spanish people, anybody with Latin roots into one big group thing. And it doesn't work that way at all. In fact, one of the more shocking things I learned in 25 years in South Florida was how bitter and prejudiced some of the inter-Latino communities can be towards each other. They don't all see each other with a whole lot of love and respect. I can tell you that for a fact.
Well, I've always said it's really racist to lump all people who speak Spanish into a Latino or Hispanic category. They're not. And like you just said, they're the first people to tell you, if you lump in, and I'm just going to use the example I use, Puerto Ricans and Cubans into the same, no, they're not. And they will tell you they're not. And they, you know, or Venezuelans and Puerto Ricans, or Hondurans and El Salvadorians. They're different people, just like Irish and Italians are different, you know, or French, you know. And it's just amazing to me that this so-called, open party of Democrats who claim that they don't have any racist bones in their body or anything, they want to call everybody Latinx, which, of course, are Latinx.
Yeah, right.
None of those people want to be called that.
No.
I mean, if they're from El Salvador, they want to be called El Salvadorians. You know, if they're from Belize, they want to be called, what are Belizeans? So they want to be saying, I'm from Belize, or Honduras, or Honduran. You know, and it's just, it's amazing to me. And I always have a problem with countries that try and force the culture out of people, right? So, I mean, when the European Union was created, that was one of the biggest problems. They are forcing the culture out of all those countries. There's a reason why the Scottish and the English are really mad about the changing culture of their country, because they're forced to take immigrants from the Middle East that are literally changing their culture. And a country is entitled to have its own culture. It's entitled to have it. I mean, whatever happened to E Pluribus Unum from the one many, right? But now it's, you know, I mean, what was wrong with having Italian neighborhoods or Irish neighborhoods or whatever, right? As long as you treat each other decently, right?
So, you know, in a way, Chad, what we see within the Latin American communities now very much mirrors what was happening in, and I hate to use this word, but in white European communities 100 years ago, because there was very much, very bitter. Irish and Polish, I'm just pulling those out of a hat, but I grew up in Chicago and there were big Irish and Polish neighborhoods. That was considered an interracial marriage 100 years ago.
Oh, sure.
Nobody takes that into account. And eventually, you know, you'd have to through intermarriage and all kinds of stuff. A lot of those walls just dropped on their own. We didn't have to have the government involved and everything else.
Right. I mean, if you were Jewish, you couldn't marry a Gentile.
Right.
You know, if you were Catholic, you wouldn't marry a Protestant, you know. So, or if you did, you know, it'd be tough. right?
So, yeah, no, I saw some of that anti-Catholic prejudice in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. I've lived it. I've lived it down here.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it is what it is. That's just the way, you know, that's the way it is sometimes. I just think that it's a mistake for us to try and throw people into the same category just because they speak a single language. You know, if you look and talk to Guatemalans, and we have a lot of Guatemalans in the area, they're unbelievable, beautiful people, and they are just the hardest working folks I've met. And same with a lot of Salvadorians. But they're not Mexicans.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. And they will tell
And whether it sounds right or wrong, and I'm not here to sound right, they would probably resent that, being lumped in with other groups. They want their own identity. It's called being in a country. I'm an American.
Right, right.
That's my nationality.
Right. We're Americans, but we also have our own cultural, you know, areas.
Yes.
That's why you have the parade, the Irish parade in New York and in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, and the parades are fine. I don't think we need to take months out of the calendar and devote them to one group anymore. That might have been necessary to get everything up to speed, but how about one history for the country, and that's it?
Boy, that would be a nice thing, wouldn't it? But then you couldn't raise money off the race hustling.
You're exactly right, but I got to tell you something. I'm up to here with all of it, you know. And then we got Pride Month coming up, and Latinx Month, and all these other damn months.
Well,
screw it! I'm done with that, Chad.
Yeah, this is my policy, and I think it's a good one because it's been around forever. It's called the Golden Rule: do unto others as you have them do unto you.
Yeah.
Treat people as human beings, regardless of their race, their sex, their sexual orientation, whatever. Just be kind to people.
We all live under the protection of the same flag. Let's get there one of these days, shall we?
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, hey, Jake Wallen did a great job. It's so tough. You know, I've run a campaign like that. It is really tough.
Yeah.
You know, and you just don't know how people what they're going to do, what they're going to say. You know, and they'll tell you they're going to vote for you in your face, and they'll vote against you. You know, it's really tough. And those circuit court seats are particularly difficult seats. A lot of local politics that you don't even know about that's going on behind.
Thank you. That's what I was saying earlier, Chad. I think there's a component to that race that I don't understand yet. Length of time the person's lived in the area. I don't know.
I have my suspicions, but I'll talk to Jake Quallen about it myself to see what her thoughts are on it, but I have an idea.
You know, so do I. I will respect the vow of silence we just took, and we'll maybe talk about it down the road.
I'll email you and tell you what my thoughts are.
Please do.
All right.
Please do.
All right. You guys have a great afternoon, okay?
All right.
You too.
Thanks. Yeah, I had thoughts. Lots of thoughts. I'm still kind of in, but we're looking forward to the Bob Howers tonight. Celebrating Gary and Joni. That sounds like a TV show. Gary loves Joni. And then Sally's birthday. We are a very familial group, and it's easy to connect with us. Woman sitting catty corner to me. Is the woman, you are the one, you introduce people around and make them feel comfortable. You're not joining a cult. This is not like being a fan of J. Scott, okay? Nobody's going to make you say,
all hail J, all hail J, all hail J.
Just substitute Greg for J. It's not like that at all. And the one thing y'all have in common is this radio station. We have a wide age spread, too. Just like your family. You got grandparents and aunts and uncles and moms and dads, your siblings, and sometimes grandchildren and so forth. Everybody is welcome at the Bomb Hours tonight. We hope you'll join us.
Yep.
And with the Inflation Bites menu there, they have really made it possible to enjoy great food. Man, the sticker shock at the fast food places is stunning. So why not get real deal food? On a plate, not in a plastic box or a styrofoam thing, and have it set in front of you in the ambiance of a wonderful sports bar with friendly people. And they have specials and stuff, too. We'll talk about those in just a little bit. Right now at 3:35, time to get our first look at the roads, Rich's forecast, and more. 272-9228. If you've got something to say, just say it.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation.
without the complications. Call Fabio Nations today.
Looking quiet all over the area right now. We've got some afternoon traffic beginning to build a bit on East Boulevard around Vaughn Road up to I-85. Also East South Boulevard around Baptist. I-65 and 85 looking good at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clear. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have been declared the winners of Alabama's presidential primaries. The Associated Press made the announcements at 7:45 p.m. Tuesday night, 45 minutes after the polls closed. More than 6,000 Montgomery County voters in the newly formed 2nd Congressional District received postcards with incorrect voting information ahead of Tuesday's primary. A software glitch incorrectly placed those people in the 7th Congressional District, but they were still able to vote for the correct candidates. Alabama lawmakers advanced legislation Tuesday to shield in vitro fertilization providers from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Committees in the State House and Senate approved nearly identical bills that would protect IVF providers from lawsuits. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy this nice little break in between storm systems. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow looks like a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Thursday night, we start to see the approach of this next storm system, which will be a big deal, especially on Friday. A soaker, rain and thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall amounts, a few stronger storms, not out of the question, with a high in the mid-70s on Friday, and more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
Could it be?
I think he's all over the place these days. But mostly in the Democratic Party. Sorry, that's just the way I feel. I'm not apologizing for that. All right, we're going to scan some of the headlines. Not so peachy. Trump accuses embattled DA fat-ass Fannie Willis of calculated plan to prejudice Georgia jurors against him in bombshell legal filing. This woman has so corrupted. I don't see how this case even exists beyond her disqualification and ultimately her criminal charges for perjury, misappropriation of public funds, and being a first-class bitch. And no, I am not going to apologize for that. Arrogant. She is, remember the kid's story, the emperor had no clothes?
Yes.
The emperor huffing and puffing. He's the emperor, after all. Everybody should bow and respect him. He's walking down the street and everybody's laughing at him because he had no clothes because he was exposed. And that's what's happening here. Arrogance. And stupidity. Seriously. How do you think you can fudge a tiny little sum like 700 grand and make your boyfriend the highest paid public servant in America, and nobody's going to notice because you're fat ass Fannie Willis? Arrogance, egomaniacs. And y'all know this is the truth, and I'm going to say it because the Democrats have set the system up to play this way. Any sign of trouble, we play the race card. Never mind that you got elected to a high position of responsibility, largely in many cases because of your race and white guilt and liberal idiots. So no, you don't get to play the race card here. We get to play the responsibility card on you. This is nothing short of pure evil and hate. And why? There are so many great stories about Donald Trump helping people that, of course, the media is never going to mention because they don't want you to think he has a nice, never mind a nice bone in his body, even a nice hair growing off his arm. There's nothing nice about Donald Trump. And they work in concert to kill those kinds of stories. They're such sons of bitches. I hate them. I hate them. So this thing and that bumbling, stuttering, stammering, pathetic excuse for a man. There's just not enough that can be done to satisfy my demand for justice with that group of clowns, clown asses, embarrassments. What is Jim Jordan all excited about? Trump? All right, let's take a phone call. Who is this?
Stan.
Stan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Listen, I just tuned in.
Yes.
And I haven't been able to find any election results. How did Jacqueline do?
Jacqueline finished second, but with not enough votes to force a runoff.
Damn.
Well, yeah, damn. And we just spoke with our legal eagle and local heartthrob, Chad. I can't wait to see what he has to say, because there's something about this that's just striking me as a little fishy. Not making any accusations. No accusations. I'm just saying something. You feel that way, Rosie?
Well,
after what we've seen done in elections, do you really believe that it was... I'm sorry. Maybe I'm underestimating somebody's tenure in an area. That has to be accounted for. Jacqueline's a relative newcomer. Not brand new, but relative new, because she's certainly no carpetbagger. She's built her life here, her family here, her practice here, and that didn't happen overnight. So, just like me, I wasn't born here. I never thought I'd live here. I had spent 25 years in Florida, 25 years in Chicago. So, but... Alabama is my home. I'm getting off the... Sorry, I'm very emotional today.
Yeah!
It's my time of the month. I can always count on a little support from Joey.
Sure thing.
Hey, man, thank you.
You're welcome.
So about this chick you're talking about. No, I'm kidding. I was trying to provoke a war on women rant out of Joey, but don't worry, I have one on tape. I can play it at home.
Oh, no, I'm now for the war.
Oh, you are for the four. Well, one of these days, get your ass in here and let's talk about it. Because I'm the one that's made all the mistakes that you don't have to. So let me help you.
I'll sit down right now. How about that?
That's fine with me. We're talking to Stan here. Stan's a good guy. He wanted to know what happened with Jacqueline. And unfortunately, and here's a situation. One thing on point of fact, the most qualified person did not win that election. I'll say that without apology. Wishing no ill will to Dee Dee Calhoun.
I felt like what you mentioned about having tenure in an area, because Jacqueline, I mean, they're based here in Montgomery, and she does function in many different counties in this whole state. However, she may not have been as well known in those three counties.
I think that factors in to some extent, because in a smaller town especially, people tend to know everybody over time.
Right.
Names get familiar and so forth.
Right.
So there's that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just trying to soothe my soul a little bit today. Stan, I'm sorry to give you that unfortunate news, but that's the way it worked.
That's all I got. Thanks for the info.
Thank you. And by the way, finding any information or poll results yesterday on that particular race was damn near impossible.
Listen, I was watching one station that I thought would give, and it never did. It always had zero results, zero reporting.
Right.
Then I went to another station where I finally found some results, but they were the same forever. I finally had to go to bed, you know, and couldn't get anything updated.
Hey, I got to ask Joey an important question.
Yeah?
Did I leave my little... fake cigarettes here?
I didn't see it, no. Not to say you didn't, it's just I didn't notice your little vaporizer.
Vaporizer. Sounds like a military weapon. And maybe it is. So what's going on with you, son?
Tomorrow in the AM, I'll be flying out of Montgomery to catch a connection in Atlanta to go see old friends in Boston, of all places.
Wow, that's going to be a big trip. Are you taking off first thing?
Like 9 something.
Oh.
It should be a pretty easy flight, actually. Hopefully. Battery, you know, one of the windows is going to come off and I'm dead. Who cares?
No. Are you going to... Let me check. 737 max? You'll be fine.
I think, other than the connection from Montgomery to Atlanta, I think everything else is an Airbus.
Oh.
With a newer Airbus plane. So that'll be fun to fly on.
Yeah. You are going to love Boston. I hope the weather is decent. It could be brutal up there like it can in Chicago and other
low
places.
Low of 34, high of 43, and it's going to be raining every day I'm there. But I've already researched I'm good on, like, the tourist stuff.
Yeah.
Other than...
It's a great place to be a tourist.
Yeah, but I don't need to go see old Ironsides. I don't need to go see where they threw the tea off of a boat. I don't need all that. Even Quincy Market seems like that could be cool, but it seems really crowded. So the only cliche thing I do want to do is the food. So like a really lobster roll, really good clam chowder, those sorts of things.
And
apparently their Little Italy has the best cannolis ever. So
I believe that. Because Boston heavily, we were talking about this earlier because we were making a point about how the left loves to lump all people of Hispanic heritage into one big group, when in fact they come from a multitude of countries with very different cultures. And to this day, some of those cultures are at war with each other.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to name specific countries, but this country hates that one, and on and on and on. They're not all one big happy family like the media would have you. Well, 100 years ago in Chicago, within white European communities, it was the same.
Oh, yeah.
Polish, Irish. I lived real close to, in fact, there's a street called Litwanica for the Lithuanians.
Hmm.
Czechs. See, I was a mutt, so I had no... I was not burdened by an allegiance to one group or another.
No, my grandfather's told me, growing up in Newark, New Jersey, it was the same way.
And over time, I mean, and this, again, if you heard it before and I'm sounding redundant, please, I just want Joey engaged on this point. At one time, an Irish-Polish couple would be considered interracial.
Mm.
Nobody ever talks about the fact that the Irish, as an ethnic group, were treated as bad as blacks or any other group when they first came to America. They were looked down upon as subhuman by a lot of other cultures. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it was.
So were Italians and a lot of other groups that first came.
Absolutely. I've been watching. Have you seen White Lotus?
I have not, no.
You got to watch this, Joey. Okay. It's right in your wheelhouse, buddy.
All right.
I'm not trying to sound hip, but it really is. It's a great show, and I'm about to watch the finale of season two, and season two takes place in Sicily.
Hmm.
I married a Sicilian Italian.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah, right. The one, we would be screaming at each other. And, you know, so on the outside, I'm screaming largely in self-defense. And subconsciously, I'm asking myself, what are we arguing about?
Right.
Why are we screaming at the top of our lungs at each other? And one time, I got to get out of here. I took her car, the crappy Camaro, and left her the vet. And as I'm driving down the parking lot away from our townhouse, thump, she leaps onto the hood of the Camaro and is beating the windshield. No, I swear, I didn't do anything to deserve this. She had to have this. It was like some crazy addiction. She had to have this anger outburst.
The drama, yeah.
And just never marry somebody when the only thing you really have in common is a cocaine habit. That's my lesson for today.
Good son. Advice.
Yeah, I think that's sound advice.
Yeah, and here's the worst part. Here's the worst part. So we were both tutors, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we were gassy. Toot was a slang term.
Anyway. Hey, Greg, you want to party?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a sign. We had a party one time that became known as the Blizzard of 83. Because everybody was going like they were swiping against the side of their nose mm-hmm. above their lip because they were, it looked like we were serving tons of powdered sugar donuts that day. It's 40 years ago. The statute of limitations is run out on that one.
But you're telling me codependency is a bad thing? Because it just sounds like such a lovely word. Like you're dependent on me, I'm dependent on you. And
Joey, here's what made it worse than anything.
Yeah.
So we were both partying when we got married. Not long after we got married, she decided that I couldn't handle it anymore. She could, but I couldn't.
Mm.
That set up for some drama.
Yeah, that's
drama.
Not smart. Sicilian, huh?
Yeah.
Sure it was just the cocaine?
No. You know, for me after a couple of blasts.
Didn't you ever yell at her? I think those nativists were on to something.
Yeah. Anyway, even within Italy and the Mediterranean, there are vast differences in cultures within the same country. For some reason, we're just not allowed to have that here. Gotta have one culture. We should all live under one flag and celebrate whatever the hell we want. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up, a holiday that annoys me only because it's become an excuse to get, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what faced. And I don't see the fun in that. And then every year I have to tell the St. Patrick's Day story.
Well, that was a good moment in your life.
That lame-ass story about the St. Patrick's Day parade of 1978. See, I'm the only radio personality in America who can make two claims.
Mm-hmm.
One, I almost crapped my pants in front of Dolly Parton.
Oh, I remember that story.
Yeah. And two, I almost peed in my pants in front of Mayor Daley.
Wow.
Both were very close calls.
But you made it, Greg.
But you did it.
You know what I did? I made it through this first hour somehow.
Yeah.
I have no idea how I did it, but I did it. So are you hanging around or are you trying to get away from me?
We still don't know why.
I do need to get out of here.
All right, go.
But we still don't know why he is for the war on women.
But have you talked to him lately?
Women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I am one.
Oh, what?
I'm not saying all women, but, I mean, come on.
What's going on, man? What? Tell me.
It's just...
If it's a mistake I've made, tell me.
No, it's not a mistake you've made. It's just I've grown older, and I hear stories, and I've dealt with them.
Stories! I want stories!
No, I can't share the stories. Yours are 40 years old. Mine are, like, from last year. It's not allowed.
I really believe I could help.
Y'all need to go out to lunch.
Let me...
There is something.
This is my dinner table. This is happy hour. This is my bar.
You, along with the thousands that are listening right now.
Yeah. We got to do this. We got to do a special show on this topic.
Yeah. Well, it's not my story to tell, at least half of it.
But have a great time in Boston. This is a wonderful thing you're doing. And
see if you can figure it out while you're in Boston.
If I did not despise the idea of flying so passionately, I would pack my suitcase and I would buy the seat next to you on the plane and we could go together.
Hey.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
No.
Shut up. Anyway, travel safely.
Yes.
If you need money or anything, just give me a holler.
Okay. Like you got some on you?
Yeah.
Sure.
I got a dollar?
Morning radio hosts always carry a fat wad. Here, let me give you this. Here's a $20 bill. Have you ever seen one of these before? Take it.
He's very generous.
Take it and have a drink on me in Boston.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Toast my ass. I'm serious. No, you do all. Yeah, look. I'm happy to do that, and I'm not trying to impress anybody. But what our listeners don't know. Especially on the days like David Blackman's going to join us, Joey goes out of his way in the middle of his own busy show to set that up for me on Zoom so we can flawlessly transition. He does things like that all the time. I should give you another one. I'm not going to, but I should give you a really deserved one more.
Thank you.
But I am going to buy.